Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. The Brown girls, Jenny, Mary, and Imogene, were born in Oregon in the 1860s. They grew up shifting summer and winter between the family's two properties, spending winters on a gold claim on Sterling Creek out of Jacksonville, and summers on a large cattle ranch east of Eagle Point. Each of the girls married a local rancher and remained neighbors as adults. Jenny had seven children and kept house for her husband and ranch hands, carded and spun wool, kept a garden, fed orphaned livestock, educated her children, and did other things in between. By 1910, Mary and Imogene were widows with young children. They had the same responsibilities as their sister, besides managing their ranches. Imogene and her three boys developed a purebred Hereford cattle herd. This required careful record keeping. Money was always tight. Unlike her father, Imogene didn't have access to a jar of gold dust from his mine when expenses came up. But all the Brown women had was determination, nearby family support, and a culture where neighbors looked after one another. They succeeded in difficult circumstances. Today's episode of As It was written by Alice Mullally, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.